Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Today on PTIB, I bring Shahram Hadian to my broadcast table to discuss the Islamic impact on the recent presidential election. And then we'll also look how the Muslim community in America will play a key role in the upcoming Biden administration. Shahram will also tell us of how some Iranians celebrate Christmas in a nation with the fastest growing Christian community in the world. That all ahead when I bring Shahram to the broadcast table right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Let me just give you a quick word about my prophecy bookstore. It's located on my website, prophecytoday.com. I would have to say it is the best one-stop Christmas shopping headquarters in the world. If you would go there, there are a number of items in my bookstore which would help you in your study of Bible prophecy. I have 5-hour audio series on CD, a number of DVD documentaries, and the books. I have commentaries on the books of Daniel, Ezekiel, and Revelation. If you'll call today, 423-825-6247, you can make your purchase and get it in the mail to you for a Christmas gift this year. That's my prophecy bookstore on my website, prophecytoday.com. Right now, though, we're going to Shahram Hadian. He is becoming a broadcast partner with us right here on Prophecy Today. And he focuses on the Islamic world. He has got a ministry that endeavors to try to win Muslims to Jesus Christ, but also that ministry includes the opportunity to share with churches the dangers of the Islamic faith in not only the world, but the United States as well. Shahram, as we get ready to have our conversation, give your website address to those listening in today so they can make contact with your ministry.
Well, thank you, Dr. DeYoung, for having me. Our email is info@tilproject.com. The TIL stands for Truth in Love, and the word project.com. And then, of course, our website is just TILproject.com. So again, TIL for Truth and Love, project.com.
And may I suggest everybody that you bookmark that website. It'll be a key website to keep you abreast of what is happening in the Islamic world. Shahram, I wanted to talk to you today because we're quickly approaching a time in the state of Georgia when there is going to be a Senate runoff. Two of the candidates in the Republican Party going against two candidates in the Democratic Party. And as you look at the overall political activities of this world, in particular in the United States, this is a key election time upcoming January the 5th. But I want to ask you about a Senate runoff vote-a-thon that took place just this last week. A couple of representatives from the United States House of Representatives, Representative Omar and Representative Tlaib, at this event hosted by the Hamas-linked Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR, CARE. And I wanted to know what your thoughts about these people being those who would be the front of the face of what could be an election of two people that may be influenced by the Islamic world. What are your thoughts?
Well, Dr. DeYoung, this is now the new face of the Democrat Party. These individuals have become the new face of the left. You have a red and green axis working together because John Ossoff and Warnock, these are avowed, especially Warnock, these are avowed Marxists. These are socialists, really socialist Marxists. And that's the red side of this axis, the communist, the Marxist, the socialist, and the globalist. And then the green side, is the Islamic movement and the Muslim Brotherhood. And so you mentioned CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, which is an unindicted, according to the largest terror financing trial in American history in Texas, called the Holy Land Foundation, U.S. government versus the Holy Land Foundation. Dr. DeYoung, CARE was listed as an unindicted co-conspirator to Hamas, which is a terrorist organization, the same Hamas that has terrorized Israel, the same Hamas that is terrorizing the Palestinians, the Arabs in Gaza. And this Hamas, which, by the way, the Muslim Brotherhood started Hamas in 1987, but then because it was listed as a terrorist organization by the U.S. government in 1993, they started CARE to become the fundraising arm of Hamas. CARE has always been Hamas. And so you have two congresswomen, as you mentioned, Omar and Rashida Tlaib. So this is the face of the left now, the radical left that is anti-Semitic, anti-Christian. And Rashida Tlaib took credit for beating Trump. They're saying Muslims are the ones who pushed Biden over the top in Georgia, despite all of the massive evidence of voter fraud. And this is part of the movement of the Muslim Brotherhood of CARE. If you speak at a CARE event, you're basically aligning yourself with terrorists, with jihadists. But now it's common practice because, let's not forget, Joe Biden did a webinar engaging these individuals, Linda Sarsour and Rashida Tlaib and a group called M-Gage, Muslim Engage, which is trying to raise up 1 million Muslim voters. So this is what we've been warning about. This is what we've been saying, that Islam is getting closer and closer to going to the upper house in America because we are not paying attention, and worse, the church is not paying attention.
Sharam, I just learned this week, and I wanted again to see what your thoughts were, that Joe Biden, during his campaigning, said that he wants Islam to be taught in American schools. I would ask you, is this going to be a dangerous thing to happen to our young children?
Absolutely. We have, for years, we have already been fighting the disproportionate amount of time that Islam is focused on in public schools. We have identified textbooks that, for example, there was a textbook, Dr. DeYoung, it was called History Alive, and they had 3 pages when they were teaching comparative religion, 3 pages on Christianity and Judaism, and all they said about Christianity basically was that Christians believe that Jesus is God, and that and that they talked about the Crusades. But then they devote seven chapters to Islam, and they teach that Muhammad is the prophet, not believe, could be, is the prophet of God. And so we've identified these biases. Now Joe Biden comes and says, you know, already it's not enough. We've already taken out Christianity and eradicated any kind of Judeo-Christian values and civics in our schools. Now he wants more of Islam. So what part of Islam is he good? By the way, he mimicked what Obama has said for years, right, that Islam is a religion of peace. Biden mimicked that in his speech that he gave where he told these Muslims, we want more of Islam in the schools. And so, yes, absolutely, this is going to be detrimental. Not just detrimental, but I predict, Dr. DeYoung, that you're going to see many young students convert to Islam because they are teaching prayers. They're actually in the curriculum teaching the Shahada. The Shahada, the first pillar of Islam, is the prayer that you cite to say that there is no God but Allah and His Messenger Muhammad. Dr. DeYoung, if you earnestly say that prayer with all your heart, according to Islam, you have converted to becoming a Muslim. And they're teaching our kids these prayers in the public school. This is outrageous. Any school that does this should be defunded, but this is what Biden is promising, that every Muslims are going to be in all levels of his administration, and we're going to bring more of Islam. And by the way, are they going to teach the true Islam? Are they going to teach a jihad? Are they going to teach hatred of Jews? Are they going to teach dehumanizing of women and how women are... No, they're not going to teach that. They're going to give a fake version of Islam, this so-called peaceful version that Obama spewed at us for 8 years. So this is very dangerous.
I wanted to have this conversation with you, Sharam, because this is key information. We need to get to the body of Christ, and through our broadcast, we're able to do that. So I so appreciate you making time to come to my broadcast table. Just before I let you go, though, this is a pre-Christmas program of Prophecy Today. So I wanted to ask you, I understand you left Iran with your family when you were about 8 years old, born there in Iran. Was there anything like Christmas at that time when you left in Iran?
Absolutely, Dr. Young. Iran was an amazing place, and under the Shah, there was a movement towards westernizing it. Many Muslims who were, you know, cultural like my parents, actually had Christmas trees. We would put up a Christmas tree. And so they celebrated. Now, they probably were not celebrating what Christmas actually means in the sense of the birth of Christ. But many of them had Christmas trees because that's what Westerners did, and they wanted to be so much like Westerners. And so there was a spirit of that. Of course, there were many Jews in Iran. There were Armenian Christians. Today, there are actually many Iranians who are Muslims who have now converted to Christianity, the fastest growing church in the world numerically. And now Iranians, Persians, are actually celebrating the true meaning of Christmas, which is that they're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing, and it is a great report. We need, all of us need to pray for that growing Christian community in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Well, I would like to wish you and your family a blessed Christmas time and a wonderful new year. By the way, we're going to have you back on the last program in the year 2020. We'll talk about the year past and some of the things that you've been reporting to us. But until that time, have a very blessed Christmas, buddy.
You too, Dr. Young. Merry Christmas and a wonderful new year. Blessed blessings to you guys and all of your listeners. May we truly worship the Lord fully this year. And can I say, no canceling Christmas. I reject that in Jesus' name. Let's celebrate Christmas. Let's celebrate the birth of the Savior. And so, Merry Christmas to all of you guys.
Very interesting conversation with Sharam Hadian as we looked at the Muslim influence in the recent presidential election and what may be in the Biden administration in the near future. A very interesting report from Sharam, which also included Christmas in Iran. You know, you may not have been aware that some Iranians do celebrate Christmas. Sharam also made us aware of the fastest growing Christian community in Iran as well. This report is very prophetic. Remember, Jesus Christ said through the Apostle Peter in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, that he was not slack concerning his promise of the rapture of the church, but he is not willing that any should perish, but come unto him as their Savior. There in 2 Peter 3:12, it says that we can hasten that rapture by winning people to Jesus Christ, as they are doing there in Iran. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. Let me just give you a quick word about my prophecy bookstore. It's located on my website, prophecytoday.com. I would have to say it is the best one-stop Christmas shopping headquarters in the world. If you would go there, there are a number of items in my bookstore which would help you in your study of Bible prophecy. I have 5-hour audio series on CD, a number of DVD documentaries, and the books. I have commentaries on the books of Daniel, Ezekiel, and Revelation. If you'll call today, 423-825-6247. You can make your purchase and get it in the mail to you for a Christmas gift this year. That's my prophecy bookstore on my website, prophecytoday.com. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.